They don't just survive, they thrive. The NetBank Business Accelerator with Cape Talk.
So basically what's happening here is that we're reviewing some of the businesses that we've profiled, featured before. These businesses entered the NetBank Business Accelerator. They spoke to Paulo for TDC, gave them some advice. They listened to that advice. And the question is, did they grow? And one such business is Instant Grass International, founder and CEO Greg Potterson. Good morning.
Good morning, Keno. How are you this morning?
Always good, sir. Great to have you on the show. Now, you've spoken to Pavlo originally, but before we even talk about the advice that he's given you, I don't think I want us to assume that we know exactly what your business is about. So, first of all, give us a bit of an introduction to your business, and then let's talk about the advice that you were given.
Right. Well, Instant Grass International is a consumer insights agency, which means we recruit, facilitate, and manage a series of bespoke consumer communities. And using some very unique research tools, we are able to gather insight to help our clients solve their marketing issues and their broader business issues. Essentially, we're a research agency with a difference, where a traditional research agency will focus on quantitative data and measuring big metadata. Mm. We focus more on an ethnographic approach. Ethnographic meaning we actually immerse ourselves in our consumers' lives, try in a very empathetic way to live a day in their lives, to truly understand what a human being needs as opposed to what a consumer wants.
I like that. I really, really like more qualitative than anything else.
Absolutely.
I love it. Now, let's talk about some of the advice that Pavlo gave you. And did he make any sense?
Right. Well, we spoke to Pavlo, it was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yep.
And Pavlo said that there's two sides to our business. The first is a top-end consultancy, offering a very boutique solution and obviously quite a premium price. Pavlo's advice was to focus on a more accelerated bottom-end product, a more immediate product, where we could focus on volume. So a client would come to us, and for a few thousand rand, we'd be able to turn around a very quick research project. The advice was to focus on volume as opposed to the top-end strategy.
Yeah, I mean, you need your income to, you know, if you do the volume side, it's going to make your bottom line look a lot better as well.
Absolutely. That was the intention, yes.
Absolutely. And did it work?
We didn't take his advice, ironically.
Okay.
And we went for the complete opposite, was to focus on the top-end boutique consulting. And I'll tell you, the reason we didn't is that we realized to make up that volume, we'd have to do a hell of a lot more projects to get to that same price point that we're looking at if we were just to charge for a once-off bespoke product.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly helps if your sales cycles aren't too long and you can convert the higher ends a lot quicker. But when higher end means sales cycles a bit longer, sometimes one has to look at the bottom end. But that seems not to have been the issue in your case. So let's get Pavlo. So, Greg, wonderful business, by the way. This emotional connection thing really, really sits nicely with me. Pavlo.
Kino.
Good morning, sir. The Oracle.
Good morning.
I was going to call you the Oracle from Omaha, but we'll call you the Oracle from Joburg.
Oh, dear. Yes,
let's talk about Instant Grass International and moving forward, really. Next level stuff.
Look, the irony is, in listening to the discussion and having followed this business now for a couple of years, is they've gotten to a point where the business they're actually in is mass but bespoke, scalable insight at community level. They've built an app, they've built a capability, they have a series of proprietary tool sets that allow them to go anywhere on the ground, anywhere in the world, Kino, to dip into the lives of people at a grassroots level, at a grassroots community level. So the quality of the insights that come from here aren't going to be the same statistical insights that you would get from a survey or anything along those lines. It's going to have a certain texture to it that alludes to what people living in a certain community are looking for. The irony here is that because they've built this proprietary methodology in a manner that it can be provided on a mass scale right around the world, they've opened access into insights for a whole lot of clients and customers that wouldn't have been able to have afforded it before. And here's the thing. You know the expression, it says, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
And I believe in that because, you know, there are a lot of benefits that come from the village mindset. You get exposure to older people, younger people. smarter people, less fortunate people, whatever the case might be, there's a very broad array. It develops a huge amount of empathy in the development of a human being. And hopefully that human being then is empathetic, capable, and able. In the same way, it takes a country to build a South African brand. Here are a group of people who have stuck to their business. They initiated it. They originated it. They wanted to do it differently. They have stuck to their guns. They have now developed a capability to do it differently, but on a mass level, without losing the customized feel and quality of the service that they offer. And this is where we need to collaborate with a big distribution business. And, you know, part of my thinking around this is you've got the Ernst & Youngs, the Deloittes, you've got the KPMGs, you've got the big accounting practices. And right around the world, accounting agents are taking a lot of strain. Their businesses are being eaten by software. Their businesses are being eaten by robo-accountants. They're looking more and more at consulting revenues. Here is a distinct, unique capability. And what Greg and his team are able to do, they're able to bolt it onto any one of these big distribution businesses to get them into the United States, to get them into the UK, to get them into the Far East. And they can still deliver with the same capability the quality of insight that they're delivering here in South Africa. So let's get one of those big businesses on board in order to support a real South African innovator over here. So when we talk, we can also say, yes, we do have South African innovation. We do have the capability to build these businesses that everyone lauds on the west coast of the United States. We can do it right here in South Africa in relevant spaces, but we need a big brother to collaborate, not own, but to collaborate and get on board with us.
Well, there we go. Greg, listening to Pavlo there, your thoughts?
Sounds absolute music to my ears. We absolutely confident that our product is exportable and scalable enough to work in any region, in any market. In fact, we're really functioning in 16 different African markets.
Brilliant.
We're busy in the UAE, and historically we've done work in a market as sophisticated as Tokyo and Moscow. So we're very confident that our product is exportable. And I think by also packaging it into a mechanic or a product, we have a metaphoric toolbox that we could easily parachute into any market given the right distribution.
You know, gents, I'm listening to this, and I mean, it's the first time, Pavlo, that I've heard of a business that actually does what Instant Gross International does, because there are too many fancy people with suits and ties running around with calculators and digging through metadata and telling us, and I'm not saying there isn't a place for it. Of course there's a place for it. But, you know, the emotional connection, the actual understanding of what human beings want is what Greg Potterton and his team is doing. And I think there are lots of businesses who can learn from this.
There are a huge amount, Kino. You know, the biggest difference for me, the thing that really appealed to me about Instant Gross and why we featured them in the first instance is because I've sat through, I don't know how many focus groups where people are brought into a studio, they're offered lunch, they're offered a T-shirt, they're offered a pen, whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
And in that environment, you're not going to be yourself. You're going to be a bit nervous, you're sitting with another group of people, et cetera, et cetera. If you can catch people within the context of their lives, and the big word that Greg used here, you know what these guys have gone and done, you know?
Mm.
They've created an app that extracts empathetically real-life scenarios for consumers and communities. I mean, that in itself is worthy of going into the rest of the world. And that in itself, we have to build our technology, and we have to build our so-called unicorns, if you really want to use that word, of successful businesses based on the realities of our world over here. And we have a lot to offer from that point of view. This is a genuine South African innovation, and it's applicable globally. But on the back of a rand, we need to find a big partner. This is not a dollar-earning business as of yet. We need to find a big partner that collaborates to get it into the rest of the world, and in so doing, builds a new service for themselves and supports the South African innovation.
Well, there we go. Pavlo, great chatting to you as always. And, you know, Greg, I'm a huge fan. It's the first time I've heard of this, by the way. Huge fan of what you're doing, and I've asked the team to actually set up another interview with you so we can feature you as a Cape Town business worth celebrating, okay?
Great. Thank you very much, Kino. Appreciate it. Eh?
Awesome. No props. Greg Potterton there, founder and CEO of Instant Gross International. It is 17 minutes past 8, and just remember, listen in, our next showcase for our next business owner on the John Matham Show this afternoon, the NetBank Business Accelerator with Cape Talk. See many differently. You can visit business.capetalk.co.za for more.